Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio. Thanks for being here on this chilly December morning, first Saturday of December. Is that right? Yep. We are rolling. 2025 is passing us by in the mirror. We're getting down to the end here. So, great opportunity to take a moment to reflect back on the year. Good news is, you're still driving your car, hopefully. So you got through a whole year of repairs and maintenance. That's always good. But you want to start thinking about next year. What we like to do is get stuff scheduled, right? What's the next big things? Put that on your list. Don't neglect it, because your vehicle will make that appointment for you. So let's not do that. Let's take charge of our vehicle maintenance for 2026 and make sure you're staying ahead of the curve and that the vehicle's not telling you what to do. You get to make that appointment, do it for it. So one of the things is come on down for a no-cost inspection. That's what we do. Bring it in same day, and we'll inspect the vehicle, let you know what you need. Put you on a nice little schedule. Or not, let it break down on you. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. Anyway, for today and today only, for the next hour, you got me live on the air. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. If you didn't know, I'm an AAC Certified Master Technician with 17 years now of experience, or 18. I don't know how to do the math. I don't know it all, but I know enough to get myself into trouble. So if there's something about your vehicle you want to talk about, especially with the cold weather coming up, now's your opportunity. 805-238-5775. Phone lines are open. In the meantime, let's talk about some weather. And some events. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up this weekend, this month, the holiday season, lots of stuff. Today, high 64, tomorrow's high of 67. It's the lows that we're concerned with, though. I think yesterday it was down to 29 degrees when I was headed out to the gym in the morning. That's wintertime. We're definitely in the freezing temp. So, with that being said, looks like our low of today is 36 tomorrow. Getting a little warmer next week. Low's getting down to 38. And by Thursday, looks like the low's going to be about 40. Now, we know what the weather says, but we also know what it feels like and what it actually is when you get out in your car in the morning. And we're definitely hitting 30, 32 below. And that's important to know, because that freezing temp, once we hit below 32 degrees, and if you listened last weekend, that's what we learned with when Leanne was on. And what temperature does water boil? Does anybody remember that? In Fahrenheit, it's 212 degrees, boiling temp, freezing, 32 degrees. A little tip if you want to see if your thermometer is working correctly. This is a thing I learned a long time ago. Ice water will never get below 32 degrees. If you have water and ice in it, you let it melt for about a minute, and that water will always stay at 32 degrees. So you take your thermometer, you put it in there, and you want to make sure it reads 32 degrees. It's an easy way to make sure your thermometer is calibrated. Whether you're using it for cooking a turkey or you want to check your AC performance, kind of the same thing in my opinion. It's like the guys that like to use the dishwasher to clean your transmission parts. You didn't hear it from me, but it works really well. Someone's going to be mad about that one. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy. I just want to say real quick, I think that that flow team went terrific, and I want to thank you for giving the town your leadership skills out there.
Oh, I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun. I was just talking to Diane about that. I was like, man, I just like doing that stuff. It's just so much fun. It's so exciting to be around that energy, you know?
I've never seen it go better.
Good people. Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. I know it didn't seem perfect, but it can't be.
Oh, no. There's no perfection, but you get pretty good on the road to perfection.
Right, right. Yep. So maybe you should put out when the meeting is for people that want to input to help and evolve.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't know off the top of my head, but Thanksgiving for Past Robles, if you go on that website, there is a phone number, I believe, on that website, Thanksgiving for Past Robles, and it'll go straight to Dave, and he'll be able to, yeah, I think the first meeting's right after fair time, but I don't know the exact date off the top of my head.
Keep capturing what we're learning. Anyway, thanks for doing that. That was great, and another year.
Yeah, it was great to meet you, and it was a good time.
All right.
Buddy.
Thank you.
See ya. Yeah, it was a good time. I was talking to Diane about that before I jumped on. Because she decided to bail on us. You know? It's crazy. It's only once a year, you know, and just couldn't show up for it, you know? Had to call in sick. It's always like that, you know? It's like when you get paid on Friday and you call in sick on Monday. It's like, really? Come on. I guess she had a legitimate reason. That's all right. We'll get her next year. But it was a good time. Made me lose my train of thought here. Anyway, we'll just jump into so speaking of events, we'll jump into some events here. So we got a few things going on today. The big one right now, starting in about 2 hours, is the 4th annual Toy Bank Car Show at Daniel's Woodland. That's always a packed house, always great. It's free to get into the show. If you brought a new unwrapped toy, that's fantastic because it is for the Toy Bank fundraiser. So bring a new unwrapped toy to there. And this year they have the Christmas market. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds like it's going to be a good time. So food trucks will be there. Always a big raffle. Free to get in. They do have tours of the Daniel's Woodland factory. It's like $10 to get in. Definitely highly recommend doing that. Especially during when they got it all set up for holiday time, it's pretty awesome. And then all the cars, of course, that's the most important part. But 4th annual Toy Bank Car Show fundraiser at Daniel's Woodland. That's 2125 Ardmore Road, right here in Paso Robles. Go check that out. Tonight, got the Christmas light parade. So that starts at 6 p.m., 6 to 8 tonight. And of course, that's free. You just go down to the park. Santa's coming to town, so bring your kids, bring the family. Should be relatively, I don't call it warm, but at least it's not going to be raining. I mean, like 3 years ago, it was raining. We were in that parade. That was crazy. Good morning on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. I've got a question about wheel sensors. My car, I've got a 2015, Chevy Traverse, and the last time I took it in, I had the oil changed. I put this good synthetic oil and everything in it. And when I got it back, it started showing that I've got low tires on the car.
Oh, the tire pressure sensors.
Yeah, so gotcha. I took it back in, and they checked the pressure and everything was fine, but I've still got that reading. On the dash, it says I've got low pressure.
Those TPMS lights are a bear to deal with. A few different things. You said what year? 2014?
2015.
2015. So 10 years. Now, these sensors have batteries that are integrated into the sensor itself. So pretty big. I mean, the likelihood of the battery going dead is pretty high. 10 years is about all you get out of those sensors with those batteries. So that might be what's going on. I don't know the history. I don't know if they've been replaced before, but if they are the OEM sensors, it's pretty good chance that the battery is going dead. Now there's a few different codes that can be set. So you got to get the exact code of what it is. A lot of the time it'll say, sensor not, received. And that'll mean that the battery is most likely dead.
Okay.
Sometimes
it doesn't say that.
But. Okay. The little light will just come on. You have to get in there with the actual scan tool and pull out the exact definition of why that light's on. There's like at least 100 different codes for that TPMS system that will set that code. So you see the same light for a lot of different reasons. Now, the GM has a very particular way of resetting that tire light, and it involves The horn flashing and the lights coming on. And so it's a whole procedure. And there is a handheld tool. You can get it yourself on Amazon. It's not very expensive. I think they're like 20 or 25 bucks. We have one at the shop. It's specific for GM sensors to just reset them. So sometimes they just need to be recalibrated. Maybe the battery is disconnected or something like that. That sometimes will cause that. And then you have to go through and reinitialize each tire. Sometimes if the tires are rotated, it'll set the light as well. So there's a lot of different reasons, but I mean, if you don't have the history of it and you don't know if those sensors have ever been replaced, like I said, the likelihood of the battery being dead in those sensors is probably what it is. And it just happens to be happenstance that it happened right after an oil change.
So, each one of those sensors has its own battery?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. They're all, I guess you could call it Bluetooth for just fundamental, make it easy. So they all have like a wireless signal that's pulsed out of the sensors, and then that goes to a main module that's in the vehicle itself. So yeah, there's little built-in batteries in those sensors, and about 10 years is about all you get out of them.
Okay. Well, yeah. I hear the noise starting up again.
Yeah, break perhaps. Time for me. I got to take a break, I guess.
Okay.
I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye. Bye.
And we'll be right back.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on-site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Seniors helping seniors. We hire seniors to help other seniors because, well, they just understand each other better. Would you like part-time work that makes a difference? Or maybe you or a loved one needs a helping hand. Our services are non-medical. Call me, Ron Torres, at 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or go to seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
And welcome back. You were tuned into Gearhead Radio with your host, Jimmy Purdy. From Shifting Gears Auto Repair, we are located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. You can check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. Get ready to write something down. 805-238-6202 is the number you can call to reach us throughout the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. It's very easy to make your appointment online, too. If you go to Google, look up Shifting Gears, and that's shift with the letter N, gears. A little button you can click to schedule your next appointment, or just bring it on down. We're ready for you at any time. Hey, I had a quick call about TPMS lights, and I'll get to that here in just a second. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Hi, Jimmy. With that tire pressure thing,
yes.
You go around and all you can tell is it really says you got low pressure, but you go around and check all four and they're all good. Don't forget the spare, right?
Sometimes, yeah. I was gonna bring that up. Occasionally, there is a spare, and I've had the issue with pairing four of them with the aftermarket sensors, and if it doesn't have the spare on there, sometimes they won't recalibrate either. So yeah, the spare is definitely something to think about. Now, if it's a full size spare, correct, but if it's a donut, there is no sensor in a donut. Okay. So an easy way to tell if you think you have a sensor or not.
Right. I think it was counterintuitive to solve that one time to figure out it was the spare in the trunk that was low.
I had a Honda come in, and I was like 2 hours I'm spending trying to figure out the learning procedure on this thing, and it kept initializing, but then it wouldn't program. I'm like, what is going on? It was like a 2017. I'm like, what is going on with this thing? So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna debead the tires. And look, every sensor was removed, and they just put normal valve stems in. I'm like, I pulled the first tire off. I'm like, oh, sweet. I found the problem. Someone just replaced this without a sensor. I'm like, what are the odds that they switched them all out? And I took them, and everyone was missing the sensor. They just put valve stems in. And they're like, oh man, that one got me.
And they take all the tires off and replace all the batteries in the sensor. If you're going to do one, they'll tell you, and that makes sense. You may as well do them all.
Oh yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Gonna, it's
yeah.
going to happen again.
Yeah, or the next aisle pull.
All right. I just wanted to input my great wisdom to don't forget the spare.
I appreciate that very much. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, the next guy will pull his hair out if you just do the one, like, because he'll inevitably pull that tire off and say, oh, it's got new sensors, so they all must be new sensors. Perfect. Okay, it's moving on, and he won't even think about debeating the other three. The rest of them are old, just not that one. Yeah, we go with an Autel sensor. We just, because the OEM ones are extremely expensive if you want the OEM one back in there. So Autel makes a replacement. And you have to replace all of them. So, but I mean, that's the recommended way to go anyway. If you're going to replace one of the OEM, you know the other three are eventually going to be on their way out. So, the thought of, well, the one OEM is less than replacing all four aftermarket, correct? But replacing all four aftermarket versus all four OEM is like a third of the price. So, that's the way to go. And then just program them all just easier that way. But very fair with the spare tire. Yes, that's important. The donut, it will not have one. So all you gotta just look, see what size your tire is. If it's a full size, there's one in there. So that could be an issue too. Now, one thing I didn't bring up is the two different lights that come on. So if the light is flashing when you turn the key on for about maybe a minute and then it goes solid, that's typically gonna indicate that the battery's dead, or the sensor's damaged. Maybe something wrong with the module. Keep in mind too, there's a wireless module that's got to pick up that signal from these tires, and occasionally those modules do go bad. It's pretty rare, but they do fail. So sometimes you replace all the sensors and do all that, and it just ends up being the actual computer module, that the receiver that has to receive that message. So it's a possibility, but it's pretty rare. Now, if the light just turns on solid right away, that's always a programming or a tire pressure fault. So that's just an easy way to determine the two. And I said with the one with the Acadia, I think it was, or the Terrain, all the GMs have a very unique way of doing their relearn process. It's easy to find on YouTube or Google if you look it up, but it typically involves initiating it somehow and then airing the tire down, and then the horn will honk. And then the light, like the marker light, will light up on whatever corner of the vehicle. So if you start with the front left, you air it down, it'll honk, once it sees the pressure differential, and then you air it back up, the horn will honk again, and that light will stay on, and the light will turn off, and then it'll go to the next one. It'll go usually to the right front, and that's indicating, okay, now learn that one. And you do that all in four, and just Google it, and you'll there's tons of YouTube videos on it, and it's super easy to do. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Hey, I've finished up a 2019 Honda CRV, and the keyless. I'm getting a code for on the dash of keyless remote problems. It got hit on the side and replaced the handle with the original handle. We replaced the door, and I don't know if you unplug those and put it back in, do you have to reprogram them, and can you program those?
I can, but the Hondas, man, is that's because that's the
it's the one
that's,
where that's if the you touch walk, sensor. It automatically unlocks.
Yeah, the touch sensor under the door handle.
Yeah. I use the original door handle to get off that door and it still it's giving me a warning.
It might need to be programmed. I think that's if I could very easily tell you with a scan tool. I go in there because you can go into the BCM, the body control module, and then have someone grab that handle and see, because it'll tell you if it measures contact or not.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'd be the easiest way. If you have a good scan tool, go in there, have someone go into that PID, that data PID, and see, when it gets to that touch sensor on the handle, if it sees that or not. And if not, it probably needs to be initialized. I think you can do that with the scan tool without having to actually program it. I think it's just an initialization that you can do with a nice scan tool. But don't quote me on that because it's, I can't remember.
It's Honda.
Honda's a little unique. They're usually pretty easy and simple with that stuff. But those little touch sensors on the door handles are kind of a pain sometimes.
Okay, well, maybe I'll take him next week. I'll give it to Cusper, and I'll give you a call, make an appointment, see if we can get in there.
Yeah, we'll take a quick look at it. Yeah, just bring by. I'll put the scan tool on it for you and just take a quick look and see if there's something. Because even sometimes those handles, even though it's coming from Honda, I've had those not be good out of the box, and then you put it on, and now you got another problem. Like, everything else works, but now the battery goes dead overnight. You're like, what? And then you go in there, and it's, like, always on. Like, it always sees somebody grabbing the handle, so. But I don't remember if I programmed that one or not.
The insurance had me put a used door on it, and I do have the handle off the used door. I might just paint that, put it on there, but it still would have to be programmed or initialized or whatever. So, I'll get with you, Jimmy, and we'll get out there and take a look.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
cool, man.
Okay. Well, we'll see you out there, Daniels, today, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it down there. I got to get this float together for tonight, so I'll see how long that takes me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I don't want to overdo it because I got to put all the shit away tonight, too. So I just want to do a little bit.
All right. Well, you enjoy your evening. I'm not going to go in there and freeze. I'm going to.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, it was good. It was good catching up, man. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Yeah, I was just doing a case study on one of those Hondas with those touch sensors on the door handle. That's interesting. He brings that up. If you're not familiar, the Honda's pretty cool little feature. If you have the key in your pocket, the fob, and you just walk up, you can just, as you grab the door handle, it'll unlock the vehicle. And then you shut it. All you got to do is there's a little button on the door handle. You push it, and all the doors lock. And so you don't have to push the button on the fob or nothing. They're pretty slick. I like them. I got a 16 CRV, so I'm pretty familiar with those. And I think it's a pretty cool feature. You walk up, you can just grab the door gate. And as long as you're... keys in your pocket, it unlocks and you can open it. You don't have to pull the key out, hit the button, and do all that. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Could you tell me, on a 72 Chevy pickup, 350 motor, what the firing order is, please?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot. A 187, 184, oh, man.
36572.
There it is. 36572. Yeah, 1836572. Did we forget one?
1-8-4-3-6-5-7-2.
There you go.
Yeah, I did forget one. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You got it, bye. On the spot with that one. It was like a firing order for the a four-cylinder. 1-4-3-2. You don't forget that one. No, is that right? That's not right. 1-4-2-3. Man, the numbers are eluding me right now. That's all right. That's what Google's for, you know? You can just, you don't have to remember this stuff. I've just deprioritized those kinds of things because I can stuff my head with more fun things like fun facts, you know? Anyway, I gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, 1 mile east of El Camino on the corner of Traffic Way and Via, Atascadero.
I'm Deborah Valentine. President Trump expected to address the key issues of inflation and the economy when he appears in Pennsylvania Tuesday. Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
A key part of the president's affordability messaging tour is basically reminding people of how bad things were under Biden, from rising inflation to shrinking purchasing power.
Today, President Trump participates in the Kennedy Center Honors Medal presentation and attends the medal presentation dinner. Netflix acquiring Warner Brothers in a $72 billion deal. Fox's Michelle Polino with reaction.
Michael O'Leary, CEO of the cinema trade group Cinema United, tells Fox News Radio they have serious concerns.
The problem is it's being acquired by a globally dominant streaming platform, which has at best probably shown antipathy towards the theatrical experience in the past.
The deal requires final approvals. America's listening to Fox News.
The Paso Robles Main Street Association, in cooperation with the City of Paso Robles and community volunteers, presents the 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this evening starting at 6 p.m. in downtown Paso Robles. You'll enjoy the sights and sounds of the holiday spirit, and Santa arrives at the end of the parade to kick off the holiday season. The 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this evening starting at 6 in downtown Paso Robles.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free 9-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
Nothing says comfort like genuine sheepskin slippers and boots, and Tack and Shoes has a huge selection just in time for Christmas gift giving. Brands like Emu Australia, Superlamb, Bearpaw, and more. Soft, cozy, and perfect for chilly days. You'll find a great selection of other gifts too. So visit Tack and Shoes today at 8th and Spring in Paso, 668 Marsh in San Luis, or shop anytime at 805boots.com. From the Tackens family to yours, Merry Christmas.
Welcome back. You are tuned into Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. I appreciate you hanging out with me on this Saturday morning. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located in Paso Robles. Here to bring you Gearhead Radio this and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. Feel free to call in at any time if you have any thing you want to talk about, or pop quizzes. That's fine. I'm into it. That's what Google's for, you know? I should have turned around and said, what's the firing order on a small block Ford? Because there's like 30 of them. No, there's like two. No, there's three. You got the 289, 351, and you got a different 289. I don't know what Ford's problem is. With all these different firing orders. Drives me nuts. Like, how am I... How's this thing? Did I lost something here? Check 1, 2. Are we there? There's a buzz in my headphone. Anyway, yeah, Ford. I don't know what Ford's deal is. Well, they got so many different firing orders, but I guess to be fair, Chevy's got the two, right? So instead of 184, it's 187. So some, but typically it's a good cam that's in it. So anyway, not important anymore. Who drives a Chevy 350 anymore? Moving on. What do we got? So TPMS sensors. I think we went over that, right? Solid TPMS means one of the tires is low. A flashing one means the battery's dead, typically. So yeah, moving on. Talk a little bit about the Honda, the door handle sensors. The sensors are pretty cool. But well, I want to get into a little bit about some cold weather stuff because it is getting to be freezing. So let's talk about a few things that we should not be leaving in our vehicle when we get to freezing temps. I think that's interesting. So we won't talk about the internals of the vehicle yet. Let's just talk about the common sense stuff here that we all use our cars for. Because so used to leaving all the stuff in the car and figuring out in the morning. Well, here's a few things that you should not be leaving in there. So any aerosol cans. Want to make sure that can of hairspray, we want to get that out. Right? If you went grocery shopping, don't forget about it. Canned beverages and foods. So a lot of those can freeze and expand. Eggs. Here's a good one. So you think maybe you're going to be all right leaving the eggs out, or you leave it out in the coop and you just pick it up in the morning. If an egg freezes, the shell can crack and you might not see it. And that will open it to bacteria and get you sick. So don't put eggs in the freezer. And if we have a freeze warning, make sure you go out to the coop, grab those eggs out of there. Or don't leave them in the car if you went grocery shopping. You're like, oh, it'll be cold enough. They'll be fine in there. Get the eggs out. Electronics. Your smartphones. Any sort of electronics at all. Freezing temps with a battery. Freezing temps are really hard on them. TPMS sensors is probably one of the biggest ones we see fail during the winter time, because once that cold gets down under freezing, if that battery has got 8 years of life that it's given, a good cold morning or a good cold night will definitely kill the battery in that TPMS sensor. So that's typically when we start seeing them fails, when we get that cold weather, because it's really hard on those batteries. Also medications. You don't want to leave any medications in there. We don't want them to freeze as well. And then any loved ones, you don't want to leave them in your vehicle overnight when it's freezing out. That's a joke. It's just funny. It's supposed to be. Or your pets. Don't leave pets in there either. Come on. We're just having fun here. Good morning on Gearhead Radio.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I had two quick questions.
Yeah, what do you got?
On a Ford Ranger four-cylinder, it has a, you know, 8 spark plugs. If you say you replace 6 of them and you weren't able to get to the last 2, but they're, you know, they work, but they're very corroded and the gas part off, would that set off a cam shaft position sensor?
No.
And if I bought a brand new camshaft position sensor because it said it needed one, and I didn't realize, because you can't see the wire, but the wires were, there was no coating on the wires, so they might have touched. Would that ruin the new camshaft position sensor?
Not particularly, but there is an EMF that's around the spark plug wires, So there's a really strong EMF signal when you have that many kilovolts going through the wire. So if they're unshielded, it can affect the cam sensor output to the computer. So it can interfere with that.
No, the harness to the camshaft position sensor wires are bare, and I didn't notice it because you can't see it because they're behind the air conditioning bracket.
Correct.
But they're bare. So if I replace the camshaft, because I said it, I need one. If those two wires touch, would that burn out or short out the new camshaft position sensor?
No. I mean, not to the point where you'd have to replace the sensor again. No.
No, so it should still be working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And Spark Plugs wouldn't set that off if you didn't complete. You know, there's two that aren't completed.
No. Yeah, no. The cam sensor's reading is just the Hall effect sensor from the back of the teeth of the camshaft. So as the camshaft is spinning, the camshaft position sensor is a Hall effect sensor, which is a permanent magnet. So every time the tooth goes by, it creates an inductive peak, and it just sends a signal to the computer. So yeah, nothing in correlation. The only thing that could trigger it is if the spark plug wire was close to the exposed wire, and it picked up some of that EMF signal, and then that signal that is trying to get sent to the computer is being interrupted by that high voltage EMF signal. That's a unique situation, but that would be the only way that it would affect it.
Okay, so yeah. it won't damage it.
No, because it's just a permanent magnet. So unless the permanent magnet is broken, those things last forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I did replace the camshaft position sensor because it gave that code, and it's still giving that code, and I'm thinking maybe it's because the harness wires are bare, but.
I would definitely replace those wires. You could definitely, that's definitely going to give you some resistance problems. So you definitely want to get that wire replaced if it's bare. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both. Yeah, I think it just got.
Because all it takes is those two wires to touch something else or each other, and it's going to set the code, and then that's it. So all it takes driving down the road, if they just bounce around and they touch something and they ground out even for a moment. It's going to send that signal down to ground and low circuit, and you're going to get a code, and the code's going to be there forever until you clear the code. And then, who knows how long it'll take before that wire bounces into something again. So replace the wires or coat them with some electrical tape, or I would just cut it and just replace that pigtail because they're not terribly expensive.
And you can get that at the auto parts store?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That pigtail sensor, so right down this website, it's connectorexperts.com. They have every single automotive connector for anything out there. If they don't have it, it doesn't exist. So connectorexperts.com, and you can actually look up the exact one you want for your truck, and then they'll just ship it to you.
Oh, cool deal. Expert.com.
Yep. Connector Experts. Yep.
Experts. Cool deal. And that's for anything harness of
anything. I've if they don't have it, it doesn't exist, and that means you probably got to go to the junkyard and go cut it out of a known good car. So, but they have everything because most connectors are the same for a lot of different sensors, and they have it all cataloged in there. So if you look it up, I guarantee they'll have that sensor for it, and it'll come with a nice pigtail on it.
Do they sell for convergence to a Kenwood radio to the harness of your car radio? Do they sell those?
That's a good question. I check it out. They might. I mean, they have every connector I've ever needed. So never looked up for that, but yeah, that's a good question.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck, buddy. Bye. Yeah. Pigtails. A pigtail. Why do they call it a pigtail? Anyway, it's kind of strange. Like a little curly pigtail. If you don't know, it's just you have the connector, the little plastic thing that clips onto the sensor, and then there's like some wire attached to the end of that. That's a pigtail. That's what I'm referencing. If you didn't know, there's just like 6 inches, 8 inches of wire. That way you can wire in a new one. Because rodents around here are just awful. We have so many rodent wiring issues in this county. It's crazy. I guess I should be happy about it, but man, it's. You get pretty familiar with replacing connectors and pigtails. Oh, missed one there. Yeah, if anybody was listening, then it's connector experts.com if you're looking for something for your vehicle. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, I've got a question for you. I have a 2009 Chevy Duramax with the Allison transmission, and several times recently, every 2 or 3 weeks, maybe once a month, when I'll take off from my house, I'll get down the road just a little ways, and then it will go into lift mode, and it will say traction control, and then it will go right back into normal, and then it's fine. Any ideas?
Interesting. On a 2009?
Yes.
Have you had anybody check to see if there's any codes that are stored in there or anything that when it comes on?
I haven't, but it doesn't put a check engine light on.
Yeah, with the typically the Allison control module, sometimes it won't send a request for the mill for the check engine light, but there'll still be a code stored in the module of the Allison module, the TCM, the transmission control module. Now it's setting the traction control light because it's seeing some sort of torque management concern. So the torque management is basically the way the Allison transmission saves itself. It's the way every transmission on the planet actually saves itself. So it's a torque management feature that allows, you know, if there's like excessive wheel slip or something like that, it wants to make sure it defuels itself so it doesn't burn itself up. In kind of an easy way to explain it. So the torque management request is being sent out from the transmission control module to the ABS module to say, hey, something's wrong here. We need to like lighten up a little bit. Now on the 09, there was a recall on the range sensor, which is the Prindle or the neutral safety switch. So that's located on the side of the trans. So they did have water intrusion on those for a little while. So if it doesn't know you're in drive and you're rolling down the street and it thinks you all of a sudden went into reverse, it's going to set a code like that, right? So it's really important to get into that module and see what codes are in there, because more than likely that's what it is. I don't want to say go buy a range sensor and put it on, but that's probably what's going on.
Okay, and is that something that you can do yourself fairly simply, or?
Yeah, any good scan tool will get in there and be able to pull any codes that are out of the module, as long as you have a good scan tool. Or bring it by and we can check it for you at no cost. We'll do a quick scan for you.
Okay.
Cool, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Desi.
This is Melissa.
This is Katrina. Welcome back to your Eagle Energy 76 Country Store.
You already know that we have more than just fuel. We have what fuels you. When you fill up that car or truck of yours with 10 gallons or more, you get your choice of a refreshing fountain drink, fresh brewed iced tea, or coffee.
Each and any size that we offer for free. Just show us your receipt.
We have an amazing amount of food in our deli that's more than just snacks.
Like our delicious mash bowl. That's mashed potatoes, corn, chicken, and cheddar cheese covered in gravy.
Call ahead for anything in the deli and we will have it ready for pickup.
We also offer a complete family meal that you can call in or pre-order or just stop on by.
The family meal includes your choice of 12 pieces of battered fried chicken, 20 fresh mojo potatoes,
and 6 biscuits, all for only $25. Just head to the Eagle Energy Country Store on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road in Paso Robles.
The Eagle Energy Country Store is now open on Saturdays from 10 to 5, serving delicious fresh chicken.
See you at the country store.
We'll see you at the country store.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pie, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work,
along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawing Sundays in December. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back. You are tuned into Gearhead Radio with your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We are located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. If you're just tuning in, well, you missed out. We're getting down to the end of the show here, but don't worry. This and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. from 9 to 10 a.m., I'm bringing you Gearhead Radio. So if you have any questions about your vehicle, feel free to call in and pick my brain. You got me for my undivided attention for 1 hour every Saturday. If you don't catch me during that time, you can bring it on down to the shop. The guys are more than capable and happy to help. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Got an issue with your car? No cost to you. Bring it in. We're going to get a complete digital vehicle inspection for you. Comes with pictures, videos, and a written estimate of anything that we find. All right, we're into the winter time. So let's talk about some cold weather stuff. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, I have a 2002 Tahoe that needs to come in for smog. And I wanted to maybe make an appointment. But while it's there, I'd like to have you go through all the fluids. It's full drive, front rear pumpkins, the transfer case, transmission, that kind of stuff, radiator, fluids, everything. You know, I want to go through all of it while you have it. How long do you think you'd have to have it, and when can I, you know, bring it in?
All great questions. Yeah, you bring it down Monday morning. We'll probably need it for most of the day, but we can get most of that stuff taken care of in a day.
I can leave it. I mean, I can leave it overnight. That wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, we do get it in. We'll go through and we'll do chemical test strips, make sure, you know, what we need to focus on as far as the brake fluid and the coolant. Check the transfer case, check the differentials. If you got 100,000 miles on there, I mean, timeline, it's probably a good idea to get the gear oil out. Usually gear oil is good about 100,000 miles. We can pull a little sample out of everything, and then we can put a good game plan together, get you a cost on all that and timeline. But typically on a Chevy like that, to roll through all the fluids, a day is more than enough time to get all that taken care of.
No, I'd like to upgrade it to synthetics where I can. I do the engine oil every 5,000. It's running about 140,000 miles now.
Oh, nice.
I use a Mobil 1 in the engine, but everything else I need to have serviced.
Yeah, yeah. We have a really good brake fluid that we use now. It's exceeds OEM specs. So the brake fluid we got really good. We can keep it with Dexcool. We'll make sure we put the Dexcool, and there's nothing really can do with that. But yeah, we'll go full synthetic. We got GL5 7590s and the AutoTrak 2 for the transfer case. Man, those Chevys that year, that's my sweet spot. I got everything for that truck. I had like three of them at one point.
Okay, so I'm looking at the smog and all the fluids. What can I expect to spend?
Oh, that's the question of the hour, huh? If you want to do all the fluids, yes. Everything, man. Oh, you want to put me on the spot with a price?
Well, let's call it
around 1,000. I would just to throw something out there. Yeah, it might be a little less than that, but just depending on what exact. I don't want to replace stuff if we don't absolutely need to, unless you're adamant to just get everything back to square one. But yeah, that's all stuff we handle with all the time. So it's typically pretty low item stuff. I'd say 1,000 to 1,200, something like that.
Okay, I'll call you Monday.
That sounds good. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Bye, bye now.
Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, Jeremy, this is the spark plug lineup again. Did you call me back and say it had the 7 was in the wrong place?
It could be. Depends on what cam you got. Yeah, the one change they made was the 7 and the 4. I don't remember that. Like some of the performance cams, they switched. Instead of 184, is 187. So then it ends with a 4 instead of starting with a 4. So 187.35.642 or 184.36.572. But I doubt it. I mean unless you knew the cam that's in there, it's
Yeah, I think it's an RV cam.
Oh yeah, that's not a performance cam.
And it's got the Edelbrock manifold. It's a little bit up, but it's, you know, basically stock.
Yeah, that should be the standard. Ford was the only ones that like to give you like 3 different firing orders and then be like, good luck.
hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, you got it. Bye.
Bye.
Ford. That's not very nice, though. The pricing is always hard, and we get a lot of calls too about like trying to get price. And it's not because I don't want to like keep it away and like not. It's just hard to put something into a number and then find more stuff that needs the attention, and then say, oh well, you said it was only 1,000, and it's like, I feel like that loses more trust than like just not saying it at all, but. You know, it's, I guess you got to give some sort of a range every once in a while. And also, like, off the top of my head, we do a lot of maintenance stuff like that, but to do everything, coolant flush, brake flush, oil change, trans fluid, transfer case, differentials, it's not a super common ticket, so I don't have, like, you know, off the top of my head. Like, brakes are pretty simple. Like, that's, you usually get a pretty good price for brakes, but then, like, we get the brakes part, and, like, the newer Fords, the calipers, like, once you get the brake pads under 1 millimeter, it typically damages the caliper because the piston's too far extended on the caliper, and then you got to replace the calipers. So then you say, you know, say it's $500-$600 for brakes, but then you got to replace a $200 brake caliper, and you got to do both up front. You can't just do one. You got to make sure they're matching, so you don't have, like, a brake pull or something like that. So that just turned it to 1,000, and then now we look like the bad people because you said it was gonna be 600 and now it's twice as much. So you just never know until you get a good look at the vehicle, and that's why we want to do a no cost inspection. Anytime you're having a problem, bring it on down. We'll get it up within 5 or 6 minutes. We're gonna have like 2 or 3 of our techs just taking a look at the car, looking it over, seeing exactly what it is, and then we can get a written estimate together. It's just the most fair. I'm going to pay my guys to do that. I'm not going to charge you to do that. That way we just know exactly what's going on with the vehicle, everything laid out, and then it's like, here's your written estimate. We're all on the same page now, because as common as cars are and the common failures that I see over and over and over, it never ceases to amaze me that there's always something different, right? Like, cars are driven differently. It's like different stuff all the time, so... Price. That's why pricing is difficult, to just give off the hip pricing, because you just don't know what you're going to run into, right? You just don't. You have no idea. When I look at this coolant exchange, it's like, man, these radiator hoses are like, they need to be replaced, right? Well, you didn't really budget that in that price that I gave you for the coolant flush, right? Maybe we need to do the thermostat. Maybe the coolant comes out really, really bad, and it'd be like, we need to get that thermostat replaced because it's got corrosion on it because the pH balance has been off for so long. There's always something you got to try to anticipate for. So not to fear monger. That's not what I was trying to do, but trying to make it make sense. One of the things too with brakes is replacing them when they're in the red zone, which is like in that 2 millimeter mark, and not waiting till they hit the rotor and they're grinding. Man, if I could just find a way to explain that better. Anyway, I appreciate you being here. This is a lot of fun, as always. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday, 9 a.m. Hope I see you down at the Christmas parade tonight. Look for the blue Chevy. We'll be cruising. We'll see you down there.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.